It's time for your Southern Gospel Music News, as brought to you by your friends at the AM Cafe and by sources such as Singing News Magazine, AbsolutelyGospel.com, and SouthernGospelBlog.com. Scott and Casey Inman have a great report to share with everybody who's been praying for their newborn daughter, Embry. Just after birth, Embry suffered a number of seizures that had the doctors and family concerned. 1 week after giving birth, however, Embry is on her way home with mom and dad. The doctors are confident that baby Embry's brain is perfect. However, they will continue to monitor Embry to determine if she has any more seizures and, if she does, the source of them. Your continued prayers are greatly appreciated. Daywind Records proudly announces the debut of Nicole Watt Jenkins, John Darren Rosie, and Gina Bean, collectively known as Watts, Rosie, and Bean. For almost 7 years, Nicole contributed her vocal ability to the group The Perrys, where she was nominated for 7 Favorite Soprano Awards and for the Horizon Individual Award at the Singing News Fan Awards. During her tenure with The Perrys, Nicole was known for several number one songs, including their very first number one song, Not Even a Stone. Nicole has also appeared on the Gaither Homecoming concerts and their videos, as well as Dollywood, the NQC, and multiple gospel television networks. Now alongside her husband Mark and daughter Sydney, they pastor Restoration Church in Auburn, Alabama. John Darren Rosie is a Dove Award-winning singer and songwriter who traveled with Karen Peck in New River from December of 99 until coming off the road in January 03. Since then, he's directed one of the top music programs in the nation, and he continues to write for Daywind Music Publishing. Some of his songs include Singing with the Saints for the Gaither Vocal Band, Joy's Gonna Come in the Morning for the Kingsmen, and Hey for Karen Peck in New River. Gina Bean is the featured soloist for Voice of Evangelism, an international ministry, and has traveled the globe with renowned Bible prophecy teacher Perry Stone. Gina and her husband Larry do select dates outside of their other duties with Voice of Evangelism as well. Gina has penned multiple songs in Southern gospel music, including the number one song, Just One Touch, for Karen Peck and New River. Together, these three solo artists have combined their efforts to write and record a song specifically designed to honor Southern Gospel Radio. It's called Turn Your Radio On.
Turn your radio on to a good gospel song. Tune right into heaven's melody.
Rosie states, and I quote, "The internet is a great tool, and iTunes and other technologies have become a staple. But we were raised on Southern gospel music on the radio. And there's nothing like rolling down the windows in your car and turning up the radio with a great gospel song on a warm summer day," end quote. Watts, Rosie, and Bean has become a welcome addition to the AM Cafe playlist. And for the avid Southern Gospel music collectors, the next couple of weeks are chock full of Southern Gospel album releases. Watch for these fine new projects from the following artists. On September 10th, the Lefevre Quartet releases But for the Cross. On 9/11, Mark Trimmell Quartet will release Lifetime from Daywind. Gaither Vocal Band will release Pure and Simple from the Gaither Music Group. On September 17th, the Taylors release a project called Almost Home. On the 18th, 3 projects come out, the latest from Jeff and Sherry Easter called Eyes Wide Open via Spring Hill EMI. Tribute Quartet releases Our Anthem from Sunlight Crossroads. And finally, David Phelps releases Joy Joy from Spring Hill EMI. And that's your Southern Gospel Music News, as brought to you by your friends right here at He's Alive.